Chairman, now we've got an issue. So about half the independents have voted against Michael. If you take out James's 258 million, it's roughly 80 to 72. I'm assuming this is probably a message which is there's too many CPH insiders on the board. We've just elected Ashok again, who's an insider, JA, who's an insider, Michael, who's an insider. I guess the shareholders are probably sending you a message via the governance advisers that we do want a clear majority of independents. When you do restructure the board, we probably need to lose a couple of the insiders as well as maybe a couple of the independents. And I guess also the other thing the box tickers might be a bit annoyed about is the fact that Michael hails from Ernst & Young, and Ernst & Young is our auditor, and we've already got an audit committee with Rick Turner as the chair, and Rick Turner was a former audit signing partner. So the whole HIH Arthur Anderson lesson of, you know, arm's length, no associations between the auditor and the board, we're not really following that one from the box ticker's point of view. So are you going to heed this message, 50% of your neutrals, when you look at reviewing the board? And maybe you can hear from Michael about the fullness of his relationship with EY and the broader PBL empire. Was he an audit signing partner over the years? What is the scale of that that background? Thanks.
Change the shape of the board, we'll make sure that the interests of all shareholders are protected.